USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
For the first time, an all-civilian crew has been launched into orbit. SpaceX's Inspiration 4 mission lifted off from Kennedy Space Center Wednesday night, sending the four-person crew into space and on a track to reach an orbit 360 miles above the surface of the Earth. If they reach that altitude, it would be the highest since the Gemini 10 and 11 missions in 1966. The crew is scheduled to spend 3 days in space before splashing down Sunday in the Atlantic Ocean. And President Joe Biden announced a new security partnership Wednesday, seeking to serve as a bulwark against Chinese expansion and influence in the Indo-Pacific region. Joined by UK Prime Minister Boris Johnson and Australian Prime Minister Scott Morrison, Biden said that the agreement will ensure that the three partners have the capability to deal with rapidly evolving threats. The president said that as part of this partnership, the U.S. would help Australia acquire nuclear-powered submarines, including sharing the technology to help in that pursuit. This is USA Radio News.
The best companion a pillow has ever had. You've heard me talking about Mike Lindell's Giza Dreams bed sheets now for a couple of years. They're the perfect companion to the MyPillow, made with the world's best cotton called Giza, grown only in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. Its long staple cotton makes it ultra soft and breathable. And just like the MyPillow, there's a 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. Try it for yourself. Mike Lindell and I promise you'll sleep better or you get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA. These are dream sheets as low as $49.99, but only if you use my promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175 and ask for the Giza Dream Sheets Special. And the promo code USA gets you up to 66% off the entire line of MyPillow products. Sleep better with the Giza Dreams bed sheets and save at MyPillow.com. Promo code USA.
The North Korean military is test-firing missiles again. Lance Pry has the details.
South Korea's military is reporting North Korea fired two more ballistic missiles into the sea from its east coast on Wednesday. The launch further escalates tensions in the region, 2 days after Pyongyang claimed to have fired a new long-range cruise missile that is being described as a strategic weapon of great significance. Japan's prime minister and South Korea's president said they were convening sessions of their National Security Council to discuss Pyongyang's actions. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
And Border Patrol agents on the southern border encountered more than 208,000 illegal migrants in the month of August, a slight drop from a 21-year high in July. But it was still the second straight month that more than 200,000 migrants were stopped by agents. Many were quickly returned to Mexico under Trump-era rules implemented to control the spread of COVID, but unaccompanied minors are not being turned away. Nearly 19,000 were taken into custody last month. This is USA Radio News.
Bingo.
You have to try Bingo Treasure, the bingo game you play anywhere. Go to BingoRadioUSA.com from your smartphone, your tablet, or your computer and play Bingo Treasure for free. Play one card, play more. Work your way through the maze of bingo fun. Bingo Treasure is bingo at the next level. Go right now to BingoRadioUSA.com for your free account and free play. Join the bingo revolution. It's free at BingoRadioUSA.com. That's BingoRadioUSA.com.
The Food and Drug Administration issued a report Wednesday in which staff did not take a stance on whether to support the approval of Pfizer's COVID vaccine for booster shots. In the document, the agency's scientists said that all of the available data had yet to be verified. The report coming ahead of a meeting Friday of an advisory committee to review Pfizer's request to approve its shot for boosters for the general public. The head of the National Institutes of Health says he believes the data out of Israel shows that there is a need for booster shots. Dr. Francis Collins tells CNN that he's ultimately awaiting the results from the committee.
Israel's about 3 months ahead of us. They got most of their population immunized in April, and they could start to see what happens. And what they could see is the people who got immunized back in January, by the time you got to July, their protection would really have started to drop off. And not just against any infection, but even against severe infection. And that's the signal you want to watch for to say, ooh, might be time to do something like a booster. I think that's the most compelling data. There is some U.S. data from the Mayo that also suggests the same thing. But let's look at that data on Friday and see what the group says. Much of that is very new. Not everybody who's been commenting in the last couple of days has even seen all of it. And then let's see what all of the scientists and all the experts can come up with as far as a response. This is a good thing. This is the way we ought to be doing it.
And the Milwaukee Bucks have hired Lisa Byington as the team's new TV play-by-play announcer on Bally Sports Wisconsin, making her the first woman to become the full-time television play-by-play announcer for a major men's pro sports team. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.